بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سجد شعر عارف بالله ذاتي اختصاصت معنا شاحكي محمد اختصاف نور الله مرقده. The title is سكون دل در مجلس اهل دل. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان و دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں, کسے غم جان و دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں, پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا, غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار,
قلبي جاؤں یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں مجھے تو اخجر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اخجر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جی ڈر دکھاؤں یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد عزیز اشعار و پیر دادا حضرت شاہ کی معمر اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرکدہ and actually all these ashar hazrat as hazrat explained yesterday these are actually bayan and to ashar they have certain conditions hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu anhu who climbed the minbar and he started reading the ashar and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him zid continue until he said hatta ansha'tu mi'ata arbat until I even went surpass over 100 stanzas of Ash'ar. So these majalis are the majalis of Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, full of love and expressing his heart, inner heart desires. The sukoon dil, dar majlis ahle dil. To gain the sukoon, this contentment of the heart, peace of mind, this will come about when you sit in a majalis of the ahle dil. Ahl-e-Dil, everyone has a heart. We have a heart, I have a heart. But the hearts, what you are talking about is the spiritually connected hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That to connect our hearts with such people, like a dead battery, you just put a booster onto a battery which is good, and you boost that battery, and all of a sudden the car starts. So we come to these majalis to boost our hearts, our spiritual hearts, inshallah. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر میں بھی جاؤں کہ غم کسی غم جان و دل سنا دو کہ میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں. That, oh Allah, that besides you, there is no ٹھکانہ, there is no support, there is no reliance. یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں, wherever I go, my رب, oh Allah, I put my reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I put my support on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I have any gham, any grief, any anxiety, then I will make it known, I will express it. And whoever hurts me, then I will, that too also, I will show it, and that too is to, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person goes through difficulties, pains, anxiety, worries, then a person, he needs to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people that will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the mashayikh. We sit in their company and we benefit from their talks, from their words of wisdom. And they will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will introduce us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to the majlis, not here, speaking for myself, not to mark myself present over here. Like we have a register, now I show my face. No, we come for, we need to renew our intentions. One of the intentions, some of the intentions that we should make, that, oh Allah, I can have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was in the heart of our Shaykh. Oh Allah, you also make it possible that it comes in my heart as well. We are about, like Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtasar rahmatullah explained, that in those places, in agriculture, where they join the roots of certain trees, those trees which are not bearing any fruit, and then that tree which is bearing a lot of fruit, so they join the roots of both the trees, and in this way, that tree which was not giving any fruit, all of a sudden now it becomes fruitful. So yeah, we connect our hearts in the same way. We connect our hearts to the mashayikh. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki kimat se be khabar hai. These people of this dunya are very unloyal. They're disloyal. And unfortunately, we want to give our hearts to such people. They don't know the real value of loyalty. They don't know the real, when a person becomes the loyal servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he fulfills the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِن تُطِئْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You have to follow all the people of the earth. Today, this month, unfortunately, how many a person we are sympathizing with such people, because it's pride month, they also have feelings, they also have rights, na'uzubillah, and we also want to support them. So understand, this is something very, very evil. It is mentioned in the tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem regarding Akhnas bin Shurayk, that he was such a person who caused so much of taqleef to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْإِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. So what led him, spurred him towards this gunas, it was that pride. It was that haughtiness, that arrogance. Allah ta'ala says, فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Jahannam is a place for that person. And we will find Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned that two Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's, the followers, the way destined for punishment because of severe punishment because of two combination of deeds. For example, he mentions Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam to the people of Shuaib alayhi salam, the people of Madyam, together with their disobedience, they involved themselves in wrong dealings when it came to business. So the combination of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent severe punishment upon them. And then the people of Lut alayhi salam, the people or who were engaged in sodomy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with various punishments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the earth upside down because they did an upside down action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because of a combination of evils. So So Allah Ta'ala save us from all these things, this pride month, and the things that, and what caused Shaitan to be, to destroy those his pride. When he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, when he told that I am better than Adam alayhi salam. So the downfall of Shaitan was his pride. And what is pride? رَمْتُ النَّاسِ وَبَطَرُ الْحَقِّ. That you look down upon people and you discard the truth. We say this is something which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam. And from there the production had carried on till now, until the day of Qiyamah. But unfortunately these people with these LGBTQ plus and all these things, how they want to incline us to all these evils, our children, our innocent children. There was one in England, they made a 50 pence a coin, and it was made of the rainbow colors. So one person commented very nicely below that. He said, tell me something, this 50 pence goes into the slot. So in the slot machine, there is an opening in the front. So is there any opening from the back that we have to put the thing? So obviously, there's only one opening in the front. So even that 50 pence goes in the right in slot. One of the African countries, I'm not too sure which one it was, whether it was Uganda or Zimbabwe, where certain two people were fighting for their rights, gay rights, etc. So the president imprisoned them. Told him go into jail. So there now they are making a big hue and cry. No, we want our freedom. We want to come out from this jail. We want to come out from this prison. So very intelligently the response was from this president. He said, till a baby is not born, you will not get your freedom. The two of you can remain in prison. Till the baby is not born, then only you won't. When a child is born, then only you'll get your freedom. So unfortunately, these people, they bear wafa. And we want to follow in such people. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Peer unko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aayin kyu banao. And why do we want to now give our hearts to such people and cause our hearts to become so hard and so brittle? Ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa gulam unko banao to kyu kar? Gulam ka bhi gulam ban kar main apni qeemat ko kyu ghatao? So these boots and these, we all know in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were idols. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the ayat was revealed, Ja'al haqq wa zahaq al batil, and all of a sudden, all these idols started with destroyed. So in our hearts also we have the idols of all materialism, idols of sport, idols of worship, of politics, idols of the things of this dunya. So we all need to shatter all these idols, like those idols who had fallen down and they were destroyed. We all need to also destroy. And this will only come by coming to the majalis of the Ahlullah. And they will teach us what is right, what is wrong. They will teach us regarding our aqaid, our muamalat, muasharat. They will teach us how to live socially, how to live our lives. And this will bring beauty in our lives, inshaAllah. But if a person now becomes a ghulam, a servant of such things, then he is destroyed. And then he is lowering his qeemat. He is actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, that you are most lofty, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if only you have iman. So this iman of ours, we need to increase it all the time. Work on our iman. And if you were spending time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting in the company of the majal, of the mashayikh, this will increase our value of our iman. And this will make us valuable in the eyes of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person came to Malana Yunus, Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, and he was the Khalifa of the Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria sallallahu rahmatullah alayhi, and he said, show me some amal that have become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there's no love in my tilawat of the Quran, in my zikr, I don't find any enjoyment in my salah, etc. So he said that if you have to please the one in Medina Sharif, that is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you'll please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, read abundance zurur upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, secondly, that whatever opportunity you got, make sure you did according to the sunnah. And this will bring the love of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. that if you love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Allah, then follow me. Yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will love you. So this person, alhamdulillah, he took heed to the advice. And after some time, he came in front of the Shaykh Yunus Jaunpuri rahmatullahi, and told him, alhamdulillah, he said that now I find enjoyment in my tilawat, in my zikr, and in my salah. Now I find some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, you're looking very, very happy. He said, why not? He said, I made amal on your advice, reading durur upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just recently, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in my dream. He said, now I'm happy with you. We all, now is the occasion of Hajj. And people are complaining, look at the exorbitant money they have to pay, so much of money. So, Hazrat Shaykhul Mufti Kifayat Allah rahmatullahi, he wrote to Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith that Hazrat made a dua, I want to go for Hajj. So, I don't have sufficient money. So, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullahi wrote back and told him that inshallah Allah Ta'ala will take you for Hajj. You just make some means, etc. So, he wrote back and he said, Hazrat, I don't have sufficient money to come out of my own locality. Leave alone going for Hajj. So Hazrat Shaykh wrote to him and told him, who told you that money will take you for Hajj? And then he told him this one amal. He said, read 500 times Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with wudu before going to sleep. So Mufti Kifayat rahmatullahi, he said, okay, let me make amal on this. And subhanallah, he started reciting Durood Sharif 500 times after Isha Salah with wudu and before going to bed. And within the same year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him for Hajj. So the barakat of Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the days of Hajj. People are in Madinah Sharif. If you think, as our Shaykh explained last night, that if you think these people are in Madinah Sharif, representing the salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are in front of the Rawda Adhar, and they are in the gardens of Jannat, then they will bring to Makkah al-Mukarrama, Madinah al-Munawwara. How fortunate are these people. And we should make dua for them. Allahumma qfir lil hajj wa li man istaghfara lahu al hajj. This beautiful dua. Wherever we sing, wing for hajj also, zawadaka Allahu taqwa. May Allah grant you the tosha and the provisions of taqwa. Wa wajjahaka ila al khayr. And may Allah guide you and show you towards the goodness. And wa kafaka bil ham. And may Allah be sufficient for you for all types of worries. So these are the moments we need to increase our salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned of a Hazrat person by the name of Hazrat Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi. On one occasion he was giving dars, and then Abu Bakr bin Mujahid, he was known as a madzub, a madman. So when he came in, Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi stood up and then kissed him on his forehead. And this person went away. So Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi kissed him on his forehead and he went away. So someone questioned Shaykh Shibli that why did you kiss this person on his forehead? He's known as a madzub. So he's saying, I'm doing what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing. So he said, what do you mean by that? He said, I saw in the dream that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after every farz salah, Abu Bakr bin Mujahid, his amal used to be like this. They used to read his ayat, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلِيهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلِيكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And he used to read, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad. Because of this, I saw in the dream Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing his forehead. So when he came in my majlis, so why shouldn't I do what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did to him? I also kissed him on his forehead. And then the person, when he heard this dream, he went to the Shaykh Shibli and he asked him, is this true? He said, yes, that I recite this ayat and I recite this three times after every farz salah. Allah give us the tawfiq, inshaAllah. Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil gar mila to bas ahli dil ke dar par to unke dar ko main apna maskan sameem dil ke na kyu banau. So, Hazrat Kindar Rahmatullahi is saying, that this sukoon deal, this contentment of the heart, the sukoon that everyone is looking for, that I should join in with the hearts of the ahl deal, those who have the true heart, the spiritually charged heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why not should I come to that situation where my heart also becomes beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of increasing our love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing our salawat and salam, and also making dua for the hujjaj that are going over there. We are not there, but we also can do certain actions, for example, reading our ishraq salah, coming to the masjid, wudu, coming to the masjid with the intention of learning and teaching. We are all over here now, we came to the masjid, so make this intention in our heart, inshallah, we also will get the full reward of hajj, inshallah, of a person donning the ihram, coming for hajj, donning the ihram, coming for umrah, just making that intention, inshallah. And a person reads subhanallah 100 times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith, whoever reads subhanallah 100 times, it is as if though kaman adda mi'ata hajjin, that he has, as if though he performed 100 hajj. And these are the Mubarak days that we are coming, the days of Dhul Hijjah. Let us increase our third kalima, inshallah, our start, we try and keep fasting, inshallah, for the first nine days, and wake up during the night, inshallah. And what great reward, that the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah.